Okay, can you start by telling us your first name?
My name's Monique.
And then what is something people might not know about you when they first meet you?
I'd say that a lot of the time I get perceived as someone that's just an only child because of, like, I don't know, I guess I'm a little too carefree sometimes, but in our reality, I'm the oldest of, like, four siblings. So it's us four, and then I'm the oldest. And a lot of the time I'm just carefree since I just want to, like, give them an instance of, like, not taking everything so seriously. So I perceive my life like that, so they have something to, like, look up to.
And then what made you select this particular article?
It wasn't too, like, emotionally deep, but it had to do a lot with somebody discriminating against, like, Hispanic women and how they work so hard in this mural in Costa Mesa got, like, built for them, and out of nowhere just someone straight up tagged everything and discredited all of their hard work. And it was something that I got really connected to because, like, when I was younger, I did, like, a science fair project, and my teacher was a white woman, and she was very, like, oh, you're not gonna win. Like, a lot of the time our Hispanic students don't, like, win because they don't know much. And I'm like, oh, that's great. I ended up winning the science fair, so I was like, oh, in your face. It was, like, pretty much connected.
Okay, and then what might be missing from the story that would be important for the readers to know?
I feel like what's missing the most is the opinions and, like, the voices of these women, because they're just presenting the issue in the article that I found, and they weren't really getting quotes from, like, the women themselves or the person that tagged everything. So it was just them stating this happened, and this is what's, like, the solution to this problem. And they never really, like, instated, like, full detail of this is how they felt and this is what they had to say.
Okay, and lastly, can you share a little bit about your empathy towards the victim or the victim's family?
I think it hits a lot home because of my experience as, like, a Hispanic woman or Latinx or, like, however it's considered. Because growing up, I was, like, for the most part, the only girl, and that was Hispanic, doing a lot of, like, STEM projects or doing a lot of, like, what people were to consider a boyish activity. And just knowing that they're still doing that and they're, like, full adults making each other feel like that, it just hit home because I went through that as a little kid, and I don't think I want to go through that, like, as I get older.
Okay. Thank you for sharing.
No problem.